Arizona and its cities have had a bit of a tense relationship over the past several years. State lawmakers have debated and in some cases approved bills that cities say infringe on their ability to deal with local issues. Some of those disagreements have ended up in court. It's with this background that Maricopa Mayor Christian Price takes over as president of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. He joins me, and Mayor Price, do you have specific goals for your two-year term?
Absolutely. I think it's real important that we understand that the Arizona League of Cities and Towns is a group that is an advocacy group at the legislature. I absolutely want to accomplish a bunch of things, but I think one of those things is the ability for the league and the state legislature to be seen as people that can work together. We oftentimes have difference of opinions, and that's okay, but it's not personal. It's just something that we're trying to protect our members' interests, and they're trying to protect interests of the whole state, and how do we bring those interests together?
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because it seems, at least, as though over the last number of years, the league and its cities and the state have sort of been at odds on a number of big issues. Is the relationship as bad as it appears to people, not sort of in the middle of one of those two entities?
You know, I guess it depends on who you ask and what day you ask it on. But, certainly in the middle of a legislative session, things tend to bristle and we tend to get at odds. You know, you got to remember the league has two major things that they're trying to protect. These are core principles that we live by. And that is that we're trying to protect something called state shared revenue, which is an agreement that the cities and towns have with the state of Arizona on how to distribute tax revenues and do so in a fair and equitable manner. The other side of it is we're trying to protect local control. And one of the things that we see sweeping the country right now is preemption of a lot of things that cities and towns do for the people. I think it's our argument that people are closest to their city and town governments versus anybody else. And so that's where we are. We're the get it done kind of version of local government that we want to make stuff happen. We're nonpartisan in the state of Arizona. So at the end of the day, we want to make that relationship better. Even though we're going to disagree on certain things, it doesn't mean we have to be disagreeable.
Well, how do you try to fix that relationship given where the legislature has been in recent years, which, as you say, is targeting state shared revenue and trying to take away some of the things that city councils and mayors tend to be in charge of?
You know, I think it's an educational component. One of the things that I think all groups that lobby down at the legislature do is they're always in it for themselves, right? And, you know, I don't think that we could be exempted from that. I mean, certainly we're in it to protect those things I just mentioned. But at the same time, it's an educational understanding that we represent the same constituency. And as such, how do we find a way to work together to protect that constituency? Because we want to come to the table and present solutions, not just stand up and say, no, we don't agree with that, but rather, okay, we understand that this is important to you. How can we help you solve that problem?
Well, do you think it is kind of a perception issue that maybe some members of the legislature see cities coming down there to testify and thinking, oh, here we go again. These city people are going to be against something always.
Very much so. And that's something I really want to try and change. You asked about my goals earlier, and that is I really want us to come to an understanding that we're in it to help them win, too. It's not always about the fact that we disagree, but rather what can we agree on? So if we can stop focusing on the things we disagree on and start really focusing on the things we agree on, then we can really move forward in creating some great legislation that benefits everybody.
I'm wondering how you think your personal geography might play a role in that, because you are the mayor of Maricopa, which is, I guess, kind of part of the valley, but also not technically in Maricopa County. And we hear so much about, in the state legislature, it's Maricopa County and everybody else in the state. Do you think coming from a non-county city might assist you in some ways?
I hope so. It's one of those interesting avenues. The city of Maricopa, we lie in Pinal County by just a few miles, but we bear the name Maricopa. It confuses everybody. It's pretty funny. But really, it does. We're about 50,000 people and growing more and more every day. But with that comes a unique perspective of what it means to be fast and high growth, to be rural, but on our way to urban, being urbanized. And so, being just outside of the state legislative area of Maricopa County, but we are part of the Phoenix metro area. So we kind of straddle the line and kind of create all the best of all worlds. And so we really want to be a player there to help teach the legislature that these are some areas that we see that we can provide you value in perhaps seeing something from a different perspective.
I wonder if in some way some of those issues that you just mentioned are sort of metaphors for what a lot of cities, even within Maricopa County, even some of the more urban areas of the state, are dealing with in terms of some of the changes that are coming to communities.
I couldn't agree more with that statement. I mean, the reality is that you know, we are not one size fits all. Every city is different. But that rubber where it meets the road in our individual cities, where trash pickup happens and planning processes and development and, you know, parks and police and all the things that people expect from their government, we're the ones who provide it. And so while we're different, we're also very similar and we're the same. And so we have to understand that while the state legislature is in charge of making laws for the entire state, sometimes there really is a value in being different. And we want to make sure that we portray that so that they understand the unintended consequences of things that they might have to make decisions on.
How do you feel the relationship between cities and towns in Arizona is, taking the state legislature and other levels of government out of it? Do cities in the state and towns seem to be on the same page on things?
You know, again, we will always have certain items we disagree on at times, but I find it fascinating because while 90 of the 91 cities and towns are nonpartisan, meaning they're not Republican or Democrat or independent, you know, we just believe in getting things done, that at the end of the day, we all come with our partisan slants. We all come with this idea of what we think is important. But at the same time, it's fascinating to see and sit in a room with so many different viewpoints and coming from a location that's different and different party backgrounds and different upbringings, we have the most phenomenal conversations of how do we meet in the middle, how do we find solutions, and how do we work towards getting it done. And frankly, you know, I don't mean to misspeak here, but at the same time, I wish our legislature would do a lot more of that, because at the end of the day, finding that middle ground on how to work together is really what statesmanship is all about.
All right. That's Maricopa Mayor Christian Price, the new president of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Mayor Price, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.